World's on fire. Our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Hey, pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed on this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a Coach, Dave Dobbin.
How about you guys feel about it? But I spent the first probably 20 years, give or take, of my Christian walk. Well, first of all, I was raised Catholic, so I wasn't allowed to be in the Bible. Catholics didn't let you get in the Bible. And then I got saved when I was about 37 years old. And then for the next 10 years, everything I knew, a pastor told me. Everything. Everything I knew about the Bible, a pastor told me. And it was only until a series of things happened in my life that I thought, you know, I think maybe I'm going to read that thing by myself. And I had two really great awakenings that happened in my own life. Way back in folks, I'm telling you, I lose track of time. I don't even know what year this is. It's 2021, I think. Back about 2010, maybe, it might even give or take a couple years. I went to one of these. I wasn't Hear the Watchman, but I went to like a Hear the Watchman type event. I was invited there by somebody I'd never heard of to come and do some broadcasting. So I went and stuck my toe in the water a little bit and ran into a guy named Doc Marquis. I interviewed Doc Marquis, Boy, he's out there. And I'll never forget Doc Marquis. As I'm interviewing him, he stopped me. And this never, ever happened to me before. He stopped me and he says, you don't even know what I'm talking about, do you? And I didn't. I had to admit, he was talking about the demonic realm. I didn't know what he was talking about. I interviewed a couple more guys, and all of a sudden my eyes began to slowly awaken, open up. And then Steve Quayle, weird as can be, invited me, yeah, that's right. Steve Quayle invited me to come to a seminar that they were putting on out in Bozeman, Montana, called White Stone Remnant. And I didn't know Steve. I'd never met Steve. But I'd been writing for News with Views for quite a while, and Steve had read my stuff and posted my stuff, and he invited me. Well, actually, I contacted him and said, hey, what is this White Stone Remnant thing? And he said, hey, come on out. I'll put you up. What? So Michelle and I went to Bozeman, Montana, and it changed my life for a lot of different reasons, but it changed my life because a whole new world opened up to me. Hey, they're sitting in kindergarten. Most of them are, especially when it comes to the demonic realm and the fact that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits, weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds. I was in kindergarten. Didn't have any idea what they meant. And then when I got red-pilled, I guess you would call it, my wife too, by the way, when we got red-pilled and our eyes began to open up to what was going on around us, man, oh, man, oh, man. Then I began to trust but verify, as Ronald Reagan would say. I began to question everything they taught me. And I voraciously, that means really greatly hungry, with a lot of hunger, began to consume videos and internet searches. And I ran into stuff I said, did you ever see this in the Bible and read about it? I said, man, I never saw that. No, I never saw that. And I remember when one of the really impactful moments of my life was when somebody introduced Genesis 6 to me. And they simply asked me this. Can you pull that up real quick, Spence? I know we're not ready for it, but pull up Genesis 6. I'm taking you on a journey, friends. And I think the thing that makes this show so attractive is because we are open to so many things and there aren't any experts in here, or there are a lot of experts in here, either way that you cut it. Now, we can go to just about any subject we want to here and nobody's going to get mad and nobody's going to throw a fit and get mad because it doesn't match their theology. Is it on the screen right now, Spence? Because I'm in the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place here again. Let me see here, Coach. Let's get you straightened out here, Coach. Where are you? Let's do this. All right, now, okay, thanks. And And this is what happened to me. It came to pass when, this is Genesis 6. And it came to pass when men began to multiply on the face of the earth and daughters were born unto them, that the sons of God saw the daughters of men, that they were fair, and they took them wives of all which they chose. And the Lord said, my spirit shall always strive with man, for that he also flesh, yet his days shall be 120 years. There were giants in the earth in those days, and so, and also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, and they bare children to them, the same became mighty men which were of old men of renown, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, that every imagination was thought of his heart was only evil continually. And it repented the Lord that he made man on the earth, and it grieved him in his heart. And the guy shared with me, he says, what is it? What do you think that means? I said, what? What do you think that means? Verse 4. Let's go down a bit, Spencer. And I still do this. I said, read this, people. And just don't read anything else. Just tell me what this means. There were giants in the earth in those days. And also after that, when the sons of God came into the daughters of men, they bare children to them. The same became mighty men, which were of old men of renown. I just stop right there. I said, what does that mean? And the average unwoke Christian won't even know what to say. But I dived into it and went deeper and began to do some research. And the world that opened up to me from there was like absolutely unbelievable. So I'm on a journey. I'm on a journey. One of the things that's happened in my life, as you all know this, it's called a detox. Anybody ever had a detox? You know what that is? Where you get all the poisons out of your body. A lot of times you go on a 3-day fast and your body begins to detox and you get rid of all those poisons that are in you. I had to do a biblical detox. Can anybody give me a thumbs up on that one? A biblical detox. In other words, I had to get out of my head some of that garbage that others had taught me. And as I sit here today, it's 7:08 on 3/16/2021. I'm ever learning, still trying to come to the knowledge of the truth. Because so much of what we've been said, have been taught, has been nothing more than hand-me-down opinion. Somebody say amen, that'd have been another good place to go. Hand-me-down opinion. And I think this thing called Christianity is a lot deeper than what most of us have been told.
Amen, Coach.
Amen, Coach.
And so I love coming in here in the morning and digging in with you guys. And if I'm not right, somebody points it out. But that usually doesn't happen. What usually happens is I point something out, and then somebody says, yeah, Coach, and did you notice this? They add on to it. So I'm excited to be in here. Every day I'm excited to come in here. And I just appreciate you all being here. I want you to know that I'm not an expert. I'm not a seeker of truth. I'm a seeker of truth. So let me get a few things up here. I just texted Serge. Mike Blake was doing okay yesterday morning. I've not heard from him since. They did take out the second tube out of Mike. So praise the Lord. His lungs are now, everything's good there as far as his lungs. Probably now trying to get his strength back. I'll try to get more of a report and shoot that out to you later. I don't want to go to the schedule today, but I want to point out two things. The DISDAR event coming up on the April 23rd and 24th is a go. It's going to be fabulous. And we'll have all the information up on the website today. I'm going to be on Doug Hagman invited me to come on today and talk about that and talk about Chad Estes's event that we're going to do down in Chad's on April 9, 10, 11. In fact, Chad made a real quick video last night. I want to show you guys the video that Chad made to promote the event they're doing down there called An Embattled Warrior. Go ahead. It's only a minute. Wow, Embattled Warrior, Special Ops at the Estes Ranch. That's April 9, 10, 11. Those of you can get down there, it's going to be some good stuff. So thanks, Chad, for putting that video together real quick. I'm going to move on. I'm coming back. Hang on. Stay with me. We'll circle back around here. And then Bobby's got all the vids up on our website from this last weekend when we were in Pennsylvania. Some good stuff in there, man. Some good stuff. Now, I didn't say anything to Spencer for him to pull it up on there, but if you go to CoachDaveLive.com, Spencer, I think you can probably find all of Bobby's new videos up there. Bobby is now using our platform, Coach Dave Live, to put all of his videos. So if you're looking for Bobby's stuff, that's where you're going to be able to find it, and you can see there. Hey, listen, freeze it right there. Listen, I asked you guys to read to watch Dr. Sherry Tenpenny yesterday. I'll tell you something else. The fourth video in, you got to watch that one too. Folks, please watch that video, the fourth one in with a guy in a suit standing. I really, really believe that this whole vaccine thing is a lot more serious than we understand. And it would be good if vaccines only impacted you. If you were dumb enough to take a vaccine and it killed you, well, sorry for your luck. But from what is shared in that video, when you take that vaccine, you become more deadly to other people around you. Wow, hear that one, Randy? Huh? You hear that one? That's worth watching, folks. It's worth watching. So, see, we're in a real dilemma because a lot of people, you guys know this, right? That a lot of people just don't care. They just don't want to know. They don't want to know. We have some good friends who won't listen about it. But I think we have an obligation because for the first time in all this pandemic and all that stuff going on around us, I really believe that these vaccines may be more deadly for those of us who don't take them than the virus. You with me, guys? Understand what I'm saying? It's a changing of your DNA. It's going to maybe cause a mutation in the virus. So other viruses are replicated and produced, new viruses coming out of these people who've taken the vaccination. So at that point, it becomes very, very important that we speak up about it, vaccines. I was talking to a guy, well, I don't want to go on. Some guy was really, really pro-life and told him it had aborted baby cells in it, like it went right over his head. Hey, dude, there's aborted baby cells. Hey, dude, there are aborted baby cells, tissues, inside that vaccine. Pro-life, probably holding a pro-life sign, probably got a pro-life bumper sticker on his car. I'm in a good mood, just may not seem like it. Jeff, you got your hand up. You trying to get in here real quick?
Yeah, just to let you know, this Sunday morning, we got Bradley Dean coming to our church to speak in New Beginnings Ministry in Warsaw. I forgot it yesterday.
Sunday morning, Bradley Dean, New Beginnings, Warsaw. What time you start, Jeff?
10:30 a.m.
10:30 a.m. Awesome. Hey, can I get into it okay? Is it okay if I get into it right now? I really want to dive into it here. A little bit more spiritual maybe this morning than what we've been doing. Spencer, pull up if you would. And Joseph, my good friend Silver, get your voice ready, Silver. Pull up Romans 1:18, beginning at 1:18. I have the link there for you, Spence. And I want to point out something to you. For those of you who don't know, we had in the after show, I think it was on Thursday or Friday, we got into a discussion about is it over? Is America over? And what should we do? If America's over, what should we do? And we got into a pretty good in-depth discussion about it and never got a chance at the end of it to say, you know, it might be a good thing that America's over. Meaning, me saying, the American government, the wickedness in high places, that would be a good thing if it was over. Would everybody put a thumbs up, say, yeah, that would be a good thing. And so, we are certainly in an area of transition of stuff, but I thought it would be important for us to understand that most of us have this Christian mindset that judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. Judgment is coming. So the Lord's going to judge America for that one, brothers and sisters. Hey, we're going to get judged for that one. No. We're already being judged, folks. We're already being judged, which is what Romans 13 says. And I want you to look verse 18, verse 18, verse 1. Then, Joe, I'm going to have you read this, okay? But I want to point this out before we get into it, folks. It says, for the wrath of God is, not was, not will be. The wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Now, we could do analyze that statement right there. How can you hold the truth in unrighteousness? Wow. Yeah, Craig, the whole world's already under judgment, right? But some of us are sitting around and we see what's going on in America. We say, boy, God's going to have to judge. If God judged Sodom and Gomorrah, he's going to have to judge America. Hey, dudes, he already is. He already is. Now, as Joe reads down through these, and some of these things pop into your head, I want you to really stop and think a minute and say, wow, yeah, that is happening right now. And yeah, that is a judgment of God. So therefore, if that's happening right now, judgment isn't coming. Judgment's already here. So Joe, go ahead and start in Romans 18 and take us through these 14 verses here, brother. Romans chapter 1, verses 18, verse 32.
For the wrath of God is revealed from heaven against all ungodliness and unrighteousness of men who hold the truth in unrighteousness. Mm. Because that which may be known of God is manifest in them. Mm. God hath showed it unto them. For the invisible things of him from the creation of the world are clearly seen.
Joe, I got to stop. Invisible things. Clearly seen. By who? Everybody. The invisible things of God are clearly seen by everybody. Go ahead, Joe.
Being understood by the things that are made, even his eternal power and Godhead, so that they are without excuse. Mm. Because that, when they knew God, they glorified him not as God.
Wow.
Neither were thankful, but became vain in their imaginations, and their foolish heart was darkened.
Is there anything worse than a darkened heart? I don't know if there is. Go on, Joe.
Professing themselves to be wise, they became fools.
Well, we ought to read that about seven times. Professing themselves to be wise. Dr. Fauci, huh? Dr. Blix, right? Bill Gates. See, if you... A fool has said in his heart, there is no God. So if you run into somebody who says there is no God, you can mark it down. They'd be a fool. And I bet you Gates is an atheist. I bet you Fauci is an atheist. I bet you Schumer's an atheist. I'll bet you Pelosi, she can call herself Catholic. I bet she's an atheist, right? And professing themselves to be wise, they become fools. And what did they do, Joe, when they did that?
And change the glory of the uncorruptible God into an image made like to corruptible man and to birds and four-footed beasts and creeping things. Wherefore God also gave them up to uncleanness.
This is judgment, friends. When he gives you up, it's judgment.
Through the lust of their own hearts. Mm. To dishonor their own bodies between themselves.
Is that here? Anybody think that's here in America? Well, that'd be judgment one. Go ahead.
Who changed the truth of God into a lie.
There'd be number two.
And worshiped and served the creature more than the creator.
Judgment number three, at least. Mark that one down.
Who is blessed forever. Amen. For this cause, God...
What cause, Joe? What cause? Because they changed the truth of God into a lie and served the creature more than creator. So and for this cause, he did what?
For this cause, God gave them up unto vile affections.
Number four.
For even their women did change the natural use into that which is against nature.
Number five. Now I got to stop right there. The Holy Spirit just revealed this to me. Or somebody did. Something did.
And
hang on, Joe. Isn't it interesting? He said... For this cause God gave him for even the women. In other words, the carnal nature would be men would go around and probably try to sleep with about anything they could get a hold of. It would just be the nature of man to reproduce. But he said, this is so wicked that even women are doing it. Even women are doing it now. Verse 5, go ahead.
And likewise, also the men, leaving the natural use of the woman, burned in their lust one toward another.
Verse 6.
Men with men working that which is unseemly, and receiving in themselves that recompense of their error.
See what they I'm sorry, Joe. Which was meat, which was due them. What did they receive? It was who they became. They received it in themselves. They didn't just become David Arthur. They became David Arthur the tranny. They don't just become Bruce Jenner. They become Bruce Jenner the tranny. You understand? Receiving in themselves. They become what they think. Keep going with numbers. I think we're at 6.
And even as they did not like to retain God in their knowledge, God gave them over to a reprobate mind to do those things which are not convenient.
So God gives them over. That's number 7. Some of these folks are irredeemable. Sorry, my friends, irredeemable. 7.
Being filled with all unrighteousness, fornication, wickedness, covetousness, maliciousness, full of envy, murder, debate, deceit, malignity, and whisperers, backbiters, haters of God, despiteful, proud, boasters, inventors of evil things.
Wow, Joe. For those of you counting, you can stop counting because they're just making up evil things. They're just inventing things that nobody would have ever thought about. That's what it says. Go ahead, Joe.
Disobedient to parents, without understanding, covenant breakers, without natural affection.
Aborting your baby is not natural, folks. That's not even natural. Woman killing her baby, that ain't even natural.
Implacable, unmerciful.
Here we come, Joe. Here we come, Joe.
Who, knowing the judgment of God, that they which commit such things are worthy of death, not only do the same, but have pleasure in them that do them.
Okay, I'm going to just stop right there because I think somebody's they heard something there. If you heard something there that you want to share with us, you saw something, you read something, go ahead and raise your hand, come in here because I want to hear it. And again, keep this in mind. This is the judgment of God. God's not judging us for these things. These are the judgments of God upon us, right? With me? Anybody raising their hand? Yes, no. It's okay. Don't ask.
Yes, Coach.
Go ahead, Silver.
Scroll it up a little bit, Spencer. Okay. The part where it talks about men with men receiving in themselves.
27.
Yes. Okay, that recompense of their error, which was meat. I've always viewed that as AIDS, as the AIDS virus, because it killed a whole bunch of people. That's where it started, as we understand it, as I understand it. And it's where it spread the most.
I think that's a consequence of it, Joseph. I think it's deeper than that. Receiving in themselves the recompense, the payment of their effort, which was meat. They become a homosexual. They identify as that. It becomes their nature and who they are. Although the consequences of it certainly could be AIDS. It could be a lot of things. I mean, people say, you remember those signs? Age is God's judgment. Well, it is to a degree. The fact that you would even kiss another man's God's judgment, I think, begins there, right? So the depth of sin and where it goes. Okay, now let me go to the next one, Spencer. Pull up 15 signs. I came across this morning. This is really interesting. This was written in 2004, maybe 2014. To the signs. See, we're always looking for signs when it's right in front of us. Hey, folks. Man, woman, killing their baby. Come on. Come on. What could make a person do that? You go near a dog, a German Shepherd, and you try to touch one of his puppies, you're going to have a bite mark on your arse. Because he's going to lay down his life to do whatever he can to protect that little puppy. Why? Because it's natural. It's natural. And we have children born today that are more mutts than dogs. People don't even care about their own children. When we look at what's going on in America with the child trafficking and the SRAs and all that stuff, why? Because people don't have any natural affection anymore. I not only couldn't molest somebody else's kid, I certainly couldn't molest my own kid or farm my own kid out for molestation. Folks, this is the judgment of God. You with me? Okay, I'm going to go down through this really, really quickly because this is old. And I just thought, man, 2014, this was written. And I wish if you've, here's what's happened in the last 30 years. This has been 2014, okay? Judgment of God. Hey, judgment's not coming. Judgment's here. Divorce has increased from 4% to 51% in one generation. Just ponder that. 4% to 51% in one generation. Cohabitation. 65% of those who are going to the altar have lived together. 61%. 65. Fornicators. Live in fornication and then go put on a white outfit and go be pure. Number three, abortion. 57 million unborn babies aborted, most with taxpayer funding. And now even part of socialized medicine. Marijuana, legalized. Euthanasia and infanticide being legalized under camouflage names. We're now murdering babies that are born. We have to pass a law, Born Alive Infant Protection Act. Why? Because there's no natural affection. It's the judgment of God upon us, all right? Pornography, rampant, graphic, just a click away. Seven, homosexuality. Remember, it's 2014. Homosexuality, lesbian, transgender lifestyles, promoted even by our president, along with gay marriage and homosexual ordinations. Movies, music, standards, almost non-existent with graphic nudity, profanity, blasphemy, commonplace, like Cardi B the other night. I'm going to show you that. Out of wedlock births, for the first time in history, more babies are born out of wedlock than are born in wedlock. Is that staggering? Is that amazing? Sexually transmitted diseases, over 110 million. Economic insanity, 1.8 trillion national debt. What is it now? What's the national debt now? I wish it was 18 trillion. Millions unemployed, deriving benefits, 60 billion annual Medicaid fraud waste, 60 billion waste. This 2014, illegal immigration, over 11 million politicians pushing open borders and amnesty. Political leaders, corruption, incompetence, deception at all levels. Somebody say amen. Radical Islam, terrorism exploding. Number 15, should we add in literacy, crime, catastrophic fatherlessness, human trafficking, adultery, profane comedians, ignorant, low information populace? How about the ongoing erosion of our religious freedoms, secularism taking over society? And last but not least, how about a Laodicean apostate church compromising and lacking the courage to address the defining issues of our day with clarity and conviction while defining success in terms of happy sermons, attendance, offerings, numbers of staff, programs, and square footage?
Amen. There it is. Amen.
Folks, this is the gut judgment of God. It is the judgment. Judgment's not coming. It's right here in front of us. Come on in, Alan.
Coach, we're worse than Laodiceans. We're Nicolaitans, Coach. The majority of what we see in Congress and what we see behind the White House fence and walls there, they're Nicolaitans. They all claim to be Christians. They all want to coexist with every devil out there. They're Nicolaitans, Coach. They're worse than the Laodiceans.
Yeah, but they don't even know what a Nicolaitan is. Most people don't even, what is a Nicolaitan? Most people don't even know what you're talking about.
Yeah, Nicolaitan, the easiest way to describe it would be, you know, that coexist movement. You know, it's got the big word coexist with all the different gods and goddesses in there. And, of course, the cross of Christ is at the end of that word. It's like they're okay with child sacrifice. They're okay with sexual immorality.
They go along to get along.
That's it. That's it. And they wrap Christ up into it, act like Christ is okay with everything else too.
Yeah, because Jesus just loves everybody and all that kind of stuff, right? Just pray for him. And yeah, yeah.
See, that's why Jesus said he hates them and their deeds. And here's the thing, like with Biden firing all those guys for the oil rigs out there, oil pipeline, that's Mother Earth pagan worship, Coach. It's Mother Earth pagan worship.
Man, oh man, oh man. Come on in, Rochelle, then Larry.
Good morning, team. You were going through those stats, and this is all coming. Our beliefs equal our behavior. If you raise all your children and tell them that they're just an animal and there's no absolutes, then you're setting your country up for destruction. You don't.
Amen.
For example, if these kids come out of school believing evolution. They came from monkeys. There really is nothing after this life. They're not looking for anything deeper. So
let me ask this question, that Larry, then you can come in and get the first crack at answering it. We see all this stuff. We see the signs of judgment all around us today. Yet we don't do anything about it. What are we missing theologically that we read down all 15 of these things and y'all go, yep, and do nothing about it? What's the disconnect? Go on in, Larry, then Tim.
Okay, before I answer your question about what's the disconnect, studying the Nicolaitans, or however you want to pronounce that, I came up, now this is just what settled in my brain as being a good definition or a good description of a Nicolaitan, is someone whose lifestyle or life philosophy is, if it feels good, do it. Yeah. Bottom line, that's what the Nicolaitans were worshiping. If it feels good, do it.
And now, God will bless it, Larry. And yeah. God will bless it.
And to answer your question, what do we do? What's going on? What scripture or whatever can we take into account? James 4:17, if you know to do good and you're not doing it, you're sinning, baby.
Yeah, and so what does it mean to do good? Well, it means to be the salt of the earth, light of the world, right? To have nothing to do with the unfruitful works of darkness, but rather expose them, to stand up, speak up, push back. That, to me, for every action, there's an equal and opposite reaction, and for some reason, the church has decided we're not going to have any reaction. Go Tim, and then Reggie, and then Myra. Go ahead.
So it's Naomi speaking, but...
Okay.
Hey, Naomi.
We figured that out right away. We figured that
okay.
out.
I don't have the beard. So many times we look at this and we say, well, that's the non-Christian community. But, you know, I graduated from private school. I know so many people that fall into this category that are in the Christian community. And we have found that there is way too many divorces happening within the Christian community, and too much cohabitation. Let's try it out first before we decide to make the decision. Too many so-called Christians are doing the abortion. So it's not just the non-church, the unsaved community.
It's a sin of the Nicolaitans, is what Alan's saying. Come on in, Reg, then Myra, then Silver.
Coach, I'm listening to everything. I'm driving, but I just want to touch, and I don't want to go on and ramble, but I want to tell you, you guys are touching on things and you're getting it, but you're missing the point, the true thing. So you're saying the Galatians, this and that, and then he quoted, do what feels good. I don't think that everybody's getting the picture, and I speak very passionately because I know it.
So give us a picture, Red.
Do what thou wilt is Lucifer's doctrine. So when you say, why is anybody doing anything? There's a new world order beast system that's been working in different layers in everything, religion, da 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 da, you know, government. They all worship Lucifer. It's okay that you worship Christ for a while. They've been hitting you with chemicals, food, GMOs. They're dumbing us down, creating apathy. That's why nobody's moving. Okay?
Reggie, so, yes.
What?
No, go. That's right. Amen.
What I'm trying to tell you is it's going to take a grace from God to wake people up. That's why we need to be warriors in Christ and keep speaking the truth, but also praying and begging God to wake people up, because not everybody does worship. They just don't realize, you know, they've been put to sleep.
Okay, Reggie, so let me say this as clearly as I can. I'm going to warn you, and then Ezekiel will be off my, the blood will be off of my hands, Ezekiel 3. Do not take a vaccination.
I know.
Do not take a vaccination. There, I've warned you. Come on in, Myra and Silver.
Yes. Good morning, saints. Good to hear and listen to everyone. Thank you, Coach, for your show. Revelation 20:15, and whoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into a lake of fire. Thank you.
Amen, Myra. Amen. Silver, come on in.
Coach, you were asking, what does all this mean? And why is it happening? We recognize that it's happening, but we are not saying really much of anything to anybody of any importance that can change anything other than to God. God, please fix this.
Amen. But don't make me do anything about it.
Please. But don't, I ain't got time to do this. I can't leave the house. Yep. You know, that kind of thing. And that's the battle I fight every day. But to see it clearly as it's going down, we need to relay that vision to others.
We do.
Point those things out. He's coming back. He's coming back.
Yeah. It may be ugly before he gets here too. Come on in, Craig and Glenn.
Psalm 78:40. How often they provoked him in the wilderness. Psalm 78:56. Yet they tested and provoked by God. One of the attributes to really settle in about God is you can provoke him. You can, you're, if you look at what they did in the wilderness, they didn't just do it once. They did it repetitively. And when you do it repetitively, then you provoke God to major actions. And so what's happening here, we provoked God with the Supreme Court with the abortion ruling in 73. We provoked God when we did the Supreme Court ruling in 2016 about marriage. We lit the White House up. We put pink and all these types of lights on our monuments in the World Trade Center, or the building in New York, Empire State, all these types of things to provoke God. And I think what we need to understand, for people need to understand that are walking in this, we need to share the gospel with them. We say, you're provoking the action for God. And the judgments that we have right now, Coach, this is like not getting your, you know, a download on your phone. You know, you're at 2X instead of LTE.
Right.
These aren't judgments. These are like little teeny inconveniences. There are a lot of people in the middle of South Africa or in the middle of South America would love to have our little inconveniences right now.
Well, Craig, I was thinking as you were, thank you there, brother. I was thinking as you were speaking there, how little we care about evil as long as we're not engaging in it. It's like we're in a pool. Everybody's peeing in the pool, but we're in a section that nobody's peeing in it. And so we sit in our section where nobody's peeing in the pool, and we don't care about anybody else. This evil is all around us. We're the salt of the earth, the light of the world, and yet we don't even get involved, other than pointing out, stay away from there. There's pee over there. Hey, be careful, Steve. They peed over there, Steve. So okay, I'm going to go back here and pray. I'll be safe over here. Yeah, but there's pee over there. Well, okay, I'll turn a fan on back here. I'll get a filter. Won't affect me. Yeah, Craig.
The problem with that is when you're in the pool, you're standing by the intake where it sucks the water in.
Yeah.
Have you ever done that? So it's coming towards you.
Yes, sir.
But you don't realize it.
That's right, man. The idea that it doesn't involve me, what a crazy thought. Glenn, then Tony, then Dale.
Yeah, Coach, this is very convicting. I think, you know, we all, to one degree or another, have been apathetic and complacent. And, you know, so you're like the judge up there. You're laying out all the facts. You know, you might as well have the mallet and slam it down. No, I'm guilty.
I'm the prosecuting attorney. That's all I am. I'm not the judge.
Yeah. So it behooves us to begin to. What do we do? Do we begin to act like John the Baptist? Because now we have to go to the other extreme to be able to get people's attention.
Well, I think it's whatever, Glenn. What if the house is on fire? You would run and yell fire, wouldn't you? It tells us in Jude, some you pull out of the fire. We're not even interested in being a fireman, Glenn. The way I see it.
Amen. I agree.
We want to get just close enough to the fire that it warms us, but it doesn't really burn us or impact us. Tony, then Dale.
Okay. You were talking about not taking the vaccine and stuff. You know, when in Genesis 6, verse 9, when it says, Noah was a just man, perfect in his generation, and Noah walked with God. Man and animals were corrupt. I said, Noah was perfect in his generation. I was always taught that meant he was, perfect, like Christian type of thing. But
yeah, behavior,
what it really meant was his DNA wasn't corrupted.
Yeah, gotcha.
And what he calls it, Satan tried to corrupt man's DNA so Christ couldn't be born.
So another. Amen. So Tony, you mean to tell me that Genesis 6, where we're reading about giants in the earth in those days and also afterwards, connects to Noah was a just man and perfect in his generation? Are you connecting those two things, Tony?
Yeah.
Amen. Me too.
Me too. Did they teach you that in the Lutheran catechism? Anybody learn that in their Baptist priest? Anybody do that? Learn any of that stuff? Talk to you about that?
Coach, I had to unlearn and relearn everything I was taught from over 40 years of church.
Me too, brother.
And when my eyes were open, it took church hurting me for my eyes to be opened. And when my eyes are opened, it was like being saved all over again.
Me too, brother. Christian detox. That's what it was. Come on in, Dale.
Well, with that, before I share my thought, the world had to hurt Christ at the cross before the revelation of the cross came to the world. Brother, this is a prophetic warning to those. This is that revelations to the cowardly and the unbelieving. We're dealing with the cowardly, a prophetic warning to the Christian. Before you get your eternal salvation crown, you're going to see the wrath of a soon eternal king coming.
Revelation 21:8, if you could real quick for me there, Spencer. Revelation 21:8. Larry, you want to jump back in?
That is it, Coach. That right there. Who is God dealing with first? The cowardly. Who are the cowardly? You can't say they're the unbelievers, because then the next classification is the unbelievers and the fruit of the unbelievers. The first one is the Christian cowardly. Lord, I'll follow you. First, permit me to go bury my father. Oh, I got a field to tend to. You want your eternal crown, but you're going to feel the wrath of a soon eternal king coming.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen. Hey, just so you all feel, I want to encourage you all. I just popped up on my screen. Thank goodness. Elton John has criticized, condemned the Pope. Whoo! Okay. Man, I bet the Pope's concerned about Elton John, don't you bet? Don't you bet? Come on in, Larry.
Yeah, I just want to kind of piggyback on what Tony had to say about having to just revamp everything. I actually praise the Lord and am thankful that I was in jail when God opened my eyes, that because of something I read in the Word as I was reading the Bible in jail, that what the Bible says is true, not what I heard in Sunday school as a kid. And I was in jail where I had no one else there to give me the butts and the arguments for the Sunday school side. I just started at Genesis and read through again with a mindset that I was going to let the Bible speak for itself instead of listen and remember the sermons I heard over the years and stuff. And Tony's absolutely right. It takes a total cleaning of the house and implying and putting in new data in, because if you've got garbage in, you'll get garbage out. So you got to sweep the garbage out and then start putting non-garbage in your mind.
That's what David Arthur says, that he read the scripture when he came to the knowledge of Christ. He read that doing that which was unnatural, it's Romans 1. And he realized that not only was what he's doing sinful, it was unnatural. It's unnatural. How about that? Rochelle and then Penny. Come on in, Rochelle. Did you want to, your hands up?
Yeah, I'm sorry. So I just wanted to revisit what you were talking about earlier. Why, you know, what's happening? Why does it look like nothing's getting done? You know, we've got these bloodlines that have been in charge since, you know, forever. You know, it says in the Bible that the mystery of lawlessness is already at work.
Yes, ma'am.
It's been going on forever. So our governments lead us to these programs that prop up things like breaking up our family. They prop up things like homosexuality. And it's not the people. We're not propping that up. We're not lighting up the White House. That made me sick.
Yep, me too.
You know what I mean? And these things, I talk to my children. I think most Christians who, that hurt their heart when that happened. We knew this as a representative of our nation, that it looked like we were turning from God. But I don't think the people, the heart of this country, are cheering for our White House being.
Yeah.
And then back one more thing. Like we change it, like with our SAT scores, those have plummeted. We've all been dumbed down. But all they'll do is change the test to make it look like we're not dumbed down. So they cover up problems that we could fix, and they create more so that we can never get ahead. We're just constantly putting out fires.
Amen. Lowering the standard. Lowering the standard. Come on in, Penny.
Oh, be careful, little eyes, what you see, and be careful, little ears, what you hear. We've raised up a generation of kids and adults that sit in front of a TV a majority of the day, and they're being fed all this stuff. We take pleasure in those who do sin.
We
don't do it ourselves, but we take pleasure in those that do it.
Should we, Penny? Should we be pushing back against this stuff? Should we? Or we just
most definitely.
We should be.
We need to bring back the Bible. We need to bring back, and not as a story, not as some, oh, it's just fairy tales. This is truth. This is history, and we need to teach our children history and the Bible.
Amen. Hey, Randy, as you get ready to come in, Randy Spence, pull up. It says WAP. Pull that up there. Go ahead, Randy.
Yeah, Coach. In Revelation, the book, the church at Smyrna, to go there, and where this is just all a bunch of talk.
That's right.
Coach, we have to be the ones, and if we need to repent, we need to get on our face and repent and say, God, put me in the place where if I die, whatever, I need to be a martyr to turn this thing around. And that's what we should be doing. When we go to the street, every event, we're all being prepped and equipped to be an Antipas. And if we're not getting there, this is all a bunch of talk. So I just want to say, God, change my heart. I got my hand up. Change me into an Antipas, and that's the remedy. And that is the remedy, folks. God.
Come on in, Neil.
Amen, brother.
Then I'm going to put a hold after Neil here a second because I want to show you something. Go ahead, Neil.
Yeah, I got to talk about what Penny said a little bit. Our pastor gave a message a while back. He said all these youth or children teaching this catechism, whatever, they're teaching the flood of the Noah. They got these two animals walking side by side, two by two upon the ark. He goes, if you want to paint the story right, if you're going to paint that on your bedroom walls, the story of Noah, he goes, you need to paint a bunch of dead bodies all over the place. He goes, it was not a happy time.
So
we need more people. We need more people like that preaching and teaching our young people.
Amen, Neil. There are a lot of dead bodies floating around when those guys got on that ark. Amen on that one. Okay, let me show you something, because, again, show you where the culture is. You said, well, Coach, you know, we got to keep ourselves unstained from the world. Yeah, but folks, listen, the culture is the culture. And you remember a year and a half ago when I kicked up and screamed and hollered about the halftime show at the Super Bowl, right? Remember all that? And then everything shut down. And anyway, so on the Grammys, Cardi B, whoever she is, I'm going to show you, this was performed on the Grammys. This, what you're going to see right here is 2 minutes, 21 seconds, a performance live on the Grammys. Live on the Grammys the other night. Go ahead and play it. Go ahead and play it, Spence.
I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring. Rubble me, swallow me, drip down the side of me. Cardi B and Megan Thee Stallion defied expectations by making WAP ready for primetime. Get a bucket in the mop, that's the way, way, way. I'm talking WAP, 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 that's the way, way, way. Now make it rain if you want to see some wet, wet, wet. And maybe Grammy's host Trevor Noah put it best.
Oh, guys, guys, wait, wait. I just realized something. This is a dream. This is a dream that I've had to be in bed with Cardi B. And then my grandmother comes in and whips our asses for having our shoes on in the bed.
The performance had rave reviews on social media, and Post Malone
Pause that, if you will. Pause that. Now, listen. Hey, listen. You may want to tune off, turn out right now, okay? You may want, because listen, I'm going to show you what WAP is. WAP, WAP. This won a Grammy, folks. A Grammy. This is Romans 1 before. Now, listen, this is very, very vulgar. Okay, are you listening? You may not want to watch. This is very, very vulgar, but this won a Grammy. What was WAP? Well, I hate to tell you, the WAP, W-A-P. Got your ears? Hold your ears. Wet ass pussy. That's WAP. WAP is wet ass pussy. Now here is Cardi B, the lyrics to Wet Ass Pussy, which won a Grammy. And I was worried about the Super Bowl. Go ahead. Hold your ears.
I said certified freak. 7 days a week. Wet ass pussy. Make that pullout game weak. Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop with this wet ass pussy. Give me
okay, take it off. Take it off. You get it, right? You get it? And what does it tell us in Romans 8? Romans 1:28? Not only do we put up with this crap, but we give hearty approval to it, right? We give it awards. Hey,
don't sing in church. Don't sing in church, coach.
Don't sing in church. Had a baby, don't be singing in church. Bobby Lee then Jack. Go ahead, Bobby.
Once again, I'm going to go back a few years. I had five-year-old little girls twerking in front of me 10 years ago. All right. Who do you people think's listening to this? 1 and 2 and 3 and 5 year old little girls becoming whores. And that's the whole idea, is to train the little girls to be whores and the boys to be thugs.
There you go, baby. There you go. Give them a Grammy. Give them a Grammy. That was so good. Come on in, Craig.
Coach.
Yes.
Coach, it's beyond just this Cardi B chick. I don't believe she's smart enough to invent this. You got movie producers. Yep. You got 50 people behind her that are promoting this, and it's their agenda.
Amen, Craig. Amen. Trying to make a connection. That's right. That's right. Who hadn't gotten in here? Penny, you want back in? Larry wants back in? Rochelle wants back in? Go, Penny.
Okay,
Larry, did you want in?
Yes. Did you notice one of those guys making those vulgar comments and stuff? He had a big old cross on the chain.
Yeah, he did, Larry. By the way, Larry, this was live. They performed this live. Ohio Brett, come in.
Hey, I'm here with my mom and dad at St. Augustine. I got to cover my ears. Who's crying out against this abomination, Coach?
Amen, brother.
That's why we need this team.
Amen.
We're not hearing any of this in any churches.
No. Sugar of the earth, Brett. We're the sugar of the earth. Pass the sugar. Pass the molasses.
Don't sing in church.
Nope, can't be doing that. Rochelle.
Just a message for any dads out there. Do not let your daughters be watching this stuff. And do not be watching this stuff yourselves. It's terrible what you're doing to your children by endorsing this kind of entertainment in your own home.
Amen. Well, folks, listen, Rochelle, I'm not being rude. It's not good enough just to say, that's not coming into my house. Oh, it's okay to go into your neighbor's house? Their kids allowed to? Now, here's what Stephanie just texted me. She said, Coach, you ready? They want to train girls as breeders. They're trying, see, not the Christian girls. Hopefully the Christian girls have all been protected. But they want to train those little fatherless girls, train them as breeders, right? And then she says they want to have emotionless sex. So they will have an abortion to cover the sin and pain. And that's how they fuel the blood ritual to Baal. Unbelievable. David Arthur, come on in.
Wow. Stephanie hit the nail on the head. When I found out I was HIV positive and I went to my peers and I said, I'm HIV positive. And the one said, well, so what? The blankety blank that gave it to you didn't care. Don't you care who you give it to? The other one said, take out as many as you can. And he actually said, take out as many breeders as you can, because that's what we referred to people who weren't homosexual. We referred to them as breeders. That is the term for them. It's nothing new, so that's the term. That's the way they're looked down upon. Much like the Muslims look down upon everyone else that's not Muslim, that's how they look at us. They look at us like, I guess I'm a breeder now, even though I'm not breeding. I'm now considered a breeder. But that's the word, and that's the depravity, and the word says not to let it in our eyes or our ears, which means not our neighbor's eyes, not our cashier's ears, not our coworker's eyes, that we try to just put a stop to it all and just cut it off right at the root.
Yeah, but listen, you don't have to worry about you. Those of you who've got sixth grade daughters or seventh grade daughters, don't worry about it. You send them to Sunday school, and you send them youth group. They don't run into anybody at school who's going to have a phone's going to show them WAP. That's not going to happen. You'll be okay. You don't have to worry about that, because by the way, it's public schools, and you know where I'm going with it, right? Come on in, Jim. Just a couple minutes here, Jim, and then Vinny.
And people wonder what's going on in our cities.
Yeah.
Due to this, what's it doing to the boys? And I'll just say they're boys, not men. Yeah.
Hey, Jim. We let it come in. We have no standards against it. How about some sanctuary cities for no pornography? How about a start there? How about we saying locally, if you get caught with this stuff, we're going to fine you. I'm running out of time, and everybody wants in here. It's the way that works. Who hadn't been in? Go to Vinny and then Paul Webb.
Very quickly. This is 1 Corinthians 6:9. Realize this is what you've seen. This the Grammy show. That's exactly what you saw.
6:9, wrath 6:9, 1 Corinthians 6:9. Know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? Be not deceived, neither fornicators or idolaters, adulterers, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. It's the judgment of God upon them. Paul Webb, come in.
Hey, Coach. It's funny. Last month was Black History Month. This month is supposedly Women's History Month.
Oh, boy.
Those are supposedly strong black women.
Yeah.
Not talking about Sojourner Truth, Harriet Tubman, Rosa Parks, people like that
who
really did something with their life. They put this crap on here as an example.
Well, because you know what? Stephanie hit it, didn't she? Didn't Stephanie hit it?
And they she's right on track. And see, the music industry, several years ago, they decided to put rap and all this as a forefront to culture. And now it's all everywhere.
Grammy Award. They have emotionless sex, so they'll have an abortion to cover their sin, and that's how they fuel the blood ritual.
Hey, Coach.
Amen.
Wow. Hey, Coach.
Yep.
Get this really quick. Get this. So the pedophile movement is coming up next. How do we know? Because they want to put little boys on puberty blockers. And what does puberty blockers do to little boys? It makes them hairless, smooth, and soft. What are the number one desires of a pedophile? Smooth, hairless, soft.
I'm going to go in my.
That's what they want to do to your little boys.
I'm going to go in my prayer closet. I'm going to hide from the world. That's what I'm going to do, and just pray that Jesus gets here. Huh? That's what I'm going to do. I don't have time to be bothered with that. Oh no, just don't have time. I'm going to go in my prayer closet. I'm going to pray for Israel. God bless you. We'll see you tomorrow.